Did you know that one man from Somalia defeated both the Portuguese and the Ethiopians at the same time? You see, in the 1300s, the northern shores of Somalia were ruled by the Sultanate of Ifat. And throughout its entire history, Ifat had been in fierce competition with the Christian Kingdom of Ethiopia over the control of the port cities along the East African coast and the trade routes of the Red Sea. Eventually, this competition led to a full-blown war between the two states, and for the time being, the Somalis of Ifat were on the losing side. The Ethiopians managed to push deep into Ifat territory, sacking many of its cities and conquering most of the land. And in 1403, the Ethiopian army was now in pursuit of the Somali Sultan, who could do nothing but retreat. He managed to reach the city of Zeila at the furthest edge of his kingdom, where he readied himself and his men for a last stand. By now, his army had been defeated in battle, and only a few of his soldiers remained by his side, and the Ethiopians were coming. The Ethiopian army reached the walls of Zeila and began besieging it, catapulting heavy stones at the city defenses and tearing down its walls. Once the Ethiopians managed to break through, the city was sacked and the Sultan was killed. The kingdom of Ifat was no more. But in all the chaos of the siege, the Sultan's sons managed to escape across the Red Sea, where they then took refuge in the royal courts of the king of Yemen. And there they stayed, biding their time and waiting for the right moment to strike back. In 1415, Sabr al-Din III, the oldest of the Sultan's sons, returned to North Somalia with the rest of his brothers. Together, they began gathering the Somali tribes under their command and forming alliances and rebuilding the old kingdom under a new name, the Adel Sultanate. In only 12 years, the Somali kingdom had been reborn, but when the Ethiopians heard about this, they sent an army of 20,000 men, hoping to restore their rule in the region. But Sabr al-Din III and his brothers were well prepared for this, and they managed to defeat them in battle. The Somalis were now back and ready for war. And soon, they began attacking the Ethiopian Empire, killing their emperor in battle, and eventually restoring all the old lands of Sultanate of Ifat back under their control. For the next 100 years, sporadic war and conflict continued between Ethiopia and Adel. Many sultans and emperors on both sides were killed, cities were captured and recaptured, lands were taken and then lost. But all of that changed when suddenly, in 1516, a third empire joined the fray, attacking the city of Zeila and once again burning it to the ground. The Portuguese had arrived. And it just so happened that around the same time, the Ethiopians managed to win a victory of their own, sacking the city of Dakar. The two attacks were completely uncoordinated, but both the Ethiopian and Portuguese soon realized that if they worked together, they could defeat Adel and divide the Horn of Africa between themselves. The Somalis of Adel were now completely divided between themselves as to what to do now. One faction from Dakar was ready to make peace with the Ethiopians and even submit the Sultanate to their rule. However, the other faction from Harar believed that now was the time for the people to rise up and prepare themselves for an all-out war against the invaders. If the Sultanate failed now, their children may be forced to convert to Christianity and they may become the last generations of Muslims ever to inhabit the Horn of Africa. Fighting between the two groups intensified, and within a few short years, Adel saw the rise and fall of 6 sultans, each being overthrown by the next. But by 1520, the ruler of Dakar managed to invade and take control of Harar, killing the Harari ruler and uniting both cities under one rule. And while it seemed like the Dakar faction had won the battle, there was one man from Harar who would not accept defeat. His name was Ahmed ibn Ibrahim al-Ghazi, though he's often called Ahmed Gurey, meaning Ahmed the left-handed. He fled from the Adel Sultanate with a group of less than 100 men, and the new Adel Sultan pursued him with his own army and tried to attack him, but Ahmed Gurey was able to fend off his attacks and even force him into a retreat. But Ahmed Gurey knew better than to continue the fight with so few men, so he continued to flee from Adel and rebuild a new army in exile. When the Ethiopians heard about Ahmed Gurey and his rebel army, they too sent an army to attack him. And Ahmed Gurey heard about their approach and split his army into 3 groups, creating a trap and waiting for the Ethiopians to appear. When the Ethiopians arrived, he attacked them from all 3 sides, surrounding them and defeating them in battle. It was a monumental victory that both gave him a reputation of a skilled commander and his army wealth from the spoils of war. Soon, many of the surrounding Somali tribes joined his cause, and with the new army, Ahmed Gurey managed to seize the city of Harar, becoming the new Sultan of Aden. And around the same time that this was all happening, the Ottomans in the north had managed to take control of Egypt, and we're now trying to block the Portuguese fleets from entering the Red Sea. And since Portugal had sided with Ethiopia, now the Ottomans began to support their Muslim brothers in Adel, providing Ahmed Gray with weapons and cannons and even some soldiers. Together in 1529, they launched an invasion of Ethiopia that would bring the kingdom to the brink of collapse, bringing more than three quarters of the entire Ethiopian empire under Muslim control. Ahmed Gray fought many battles against the Ethiopian-Portuguese alliance, even killing the Portuguese commander Cristóvão da Gama during the Battle of Wufla in 1542. And to give you some idea of how important this was, Cristóvão was the son of Vasco da Gama, the man who first began the Portuguese conquest in East Africa, India, and the Middle East. It was a significant victory for Ahmed Gray, and only 120 Portuguese soldiers managed to escape the battle. It seemed as if the Somalis had won the war, and thus Ahmed Gray let his guard down for a moment. During the next few months, the remaining Portuguese soldiers regrouped with the Ethiopian army in exile and began teaching the Ethiopians how to manufacture Portuguese-style rifles and training them in their use. And by 1543, the Ethiopian was now rearmed and managed to find Ahmed Gray, taking him by surprise. The battle was catastrophic, and with only a partial army to defend him, the Portuguese managed to avenge the death of Cristóvão da Gama, killing Ahmed Gray during the battle. It was a major blow to the morale of the Somalis. Here lay the hero of Adel, who after over 150 years of battle, finally led them to victory over Ethiopia. And now, he was dead on the battlefield. With him, the war had been fought, and now without him, the war was lost. Soon after, Adel signed a peace agreement with Ethiopia, and the original borders between the two nations were eventually restored. Ahmed Gray was a soldier of the Muslims who managed to defeat the Portuguese in battle while simultaneously bringing the Ethiopian Empire to the brink of defeat. And even though Ethiopia managed to survive in the end, Ahmed Gray will go down in history as one of the greatest military commanders the Muslim world ever seen. Like a fall for more Muslim facts.